First Baptist Church of Redmond, August 15th, 2010. Guest speaker, David Blazer. Open door, closed door.
Okay, it's good to be here this morning. Feel bad that we'll miss Pastor and a number of other church families who are traveling, enjoying the good weather and the opportunity to get out before school starts again. And we'll be in the area for a while as we visit supporting churches, as well as family. I have the privilege of having one of my brothers here this morning. I have, six brothers that live in Washington State. So there is a bit of family around. And good to see him again. We actually had a family reunion over the 4th of July, and it was cold in Bremerton. But did get to see my brothers and my one sister on that occasion. But this morning we do want to spend a few moments in God's Word, and Susan and I want to challenge you as believers in your lives, with in your walk with the Lord, and with some of the things that also are happening to us. And I chose a passage of Scripture. We read a couple of verses. I want to read a little more from that portion. If you'd open your Bibles to Acts 15, I want to start at the end of that chapter and then read down through the two verses that we read together in chapter 16, verses 9 and 10. So Acts 15, we'll start with verse 36 and read on through the 10th verse of chapter 16. Kind of the beginning of what we call Paul's second missionary journey. It says, "And some days after, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do.' And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities and delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passed by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, 'Come over into Macedonia and help us.' And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Father, we had asked this morning that you would speak to us through your word, encourage us, give direction to our lives, and help us to follow you faithfully, wherever you would have us to go. And we do thank you for your word and ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. I talk and kind of titled my message, Open Doors and Closed Doors. Here in Acts chapter 15 and on into 16, we find some changes taking place in the life of the Apostle Paul, who has always been a great example to us as missionaries, and really should be to every one of us as believers. We all should have a mission to follow and serve the Lord. Whether you live and stay here in Redmond or God takes you to other places throughout the world, we should be following God in our lives wherever He would take us. And whether there may be some significant changes taking place in your life or not, be willing to allow God to lead and not just be satisfied to do what you think you want to do. It may be changes in many, many areas. But allow God to open doors and close doors in your life. And it shouldn't make any difference how old or how young we are. We should be willing to follow the Lord. Looking for opportunities and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct in such a way that even when doors close, we're willing to accept that and not fight against that. In this portion, it starts out in verses 36 and 37 of the chapter 15, talking about a discussion between Paul and Barnabas. They started talking about going back to visit the places where they had started churches. And we find that a discussion arose and a division taking place. It says there was a contention between Paul and Barnabas in those three verses. Paul and Barnabas were partners in the first missionary journey. And Paul said, well, let's go back. And Barnabas said, fine. But he was decided he was going to take his nephew, John Mark, with him again. And Paul said, I don't think so. John Mark left. We don't know exactly the circumstances. It may have involved some finances of buying tickets for that young man. We don't know why he left. It seems there was possibly a change in leadership as Paul was led to become more and more in the forefront, and Barnabas took more of a secondary place in that team ministry. We don't know all the outworking of the situation, but Paul felt like John Mark had abandoned their missionary efforts during that first trip, and he didn't feel that it would be good to take him on the second trip. So there was a contention that led to a separation. In verses 39 and 40, it talks about the fact that it ended up that Barnabas said, okay, I'm going to take John Mark, and we're going to go. And they went to the island where they had begun their first missionary journey and ministered. And Barnabas and John Mark went there onto the island and continued to minister there. As far as we know, Barnabas may have lived out most of the rest of his life ministering on an island. Paul, on the other hand, took Silas and departed. There was a separation that ended up taking place. We try to live in harmony and unity, but sometimes things happen that separate even brethren. And maybe it isn't always all bad. It ended up here, you have two missionary teams going out instead of one. Barnabas took John Mark and went to one area. Paul chose another man, Silas, and went to another area. Continued to minister and travel. And we find through the New Testament further mention made of these different individuals. And Paul even later asked for John Mark to come and help him in the ministry. Later on in his life and ministry. But there was a separation that took place there. And Susan and I have gone through some difficult times the last couple years and changing of in our lives, separating from our mission board and having to leave an area of Brazil and feeling like possibly Brazil is closing for us as far as ministry. But we wanted to be open to God's leading and felt God was leading us in a different direction, possibly to stay in the United States. We didn't know when we left Brazil this last year just what God had for us. But one of the things that Paul talks about is that he and Silas, and I'm sure Barnabas and John Mark also had the same opportunity, was opportunities to confirm the brethren in those places where they had ministered before. And that was one of Paul's great desires. He went back to some of the places where he had ministered. Barnabas as well, with John Mark, went back and to the island of Cyprus, where they had ministered. And they, one of their first concerns was to confirm the brethren. And one of the things that Susan and I wanted to do was have opportunity to visit. Before we left Brazil, we actually had the opportunity to go back and visit all seven of the places where we had ministered in the last 39 years. And it was a real joy. Here it talks about Barnabas and John Mark going to Cyprus. It talks about Paul, and in the verses that follow, says he went to Syria, Cilicia, Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, Phrygia, and Galatia. Some of those are regions, some are cities. And he had opportunity to teach, to confirm, to encourage, to disciple. And there he met a young man named Timothy and brought him on board. We need to desire to continue to have an input into hearts and lives of people that we know. God has brought people into all of our lives, and we need to continue to have opportunities to reach out to people and to encourage sometimes people who are new in their faith and encourage them to walk in the things of God. And this is one of the things that Paul talks about in verses 41 and on into the first verses of chapter 16. Paul went back to some of these places. Barnabas went back to others to confirm, to encourage, to build up in their faith different people. Susan and I had the opportunity to go back to Tracunhaém, Nazaré da Mata, Olinda, Igarassu, Paratybe, Campo Grande. These are some of the cities in Brazil where we had opportunities to minister through these last 39 years. And to me, one of the real joys, I was asked to preach in Tracunhaém and Igarassu, two different churches. And Tracunhaém was the first church where Susan and I helped 39 years ago. We were just finishing language school, and we were still making a lot of mistakes, I'm sure. The people were gracious. But in October, I had the opportunity to go back there and preach. And it was such a blessing to see grandkids and children of people that we had worked with 39 years ago. You know, and some of the ones that were just little kids in Susan's Sunday school class now as leaders in the church. Couples that we had seen grow, and we actually had their weddings. One young fellow that was like my Timothy was there with his wife and two teenage boys. Some of the ones leading the music and playing instruments in church were children, actually, of the people that we worked with many years ago. And to see some of the older ones still there, still following the Lord, was for us truly a blessing, but just an opportunity to encourage and to confirm them, to see them working and following and serving the Lord was a real opportunity and a blessing. As we go on down this portion of Scripture, we also see that Paul had opportunity, desire to disciple. And one of the desires of our heart is not only to evangelize, but to disciple. To see people grow in their faith and go on to serve the Lord. Paul talks about Timothy here, a young fellow that had learned the Scriptures with his mom and grandma, but was a believer, well thought of by the folks in that area. And Paul said, this is a young guy that needs to be discipled and trained. And Timothy began traveling with Paul, later became a pastor. We have two books of the Bible that were written to Timothy. But God has led people like this into our lives. And it's been exciting to be able to encourage and to work with them. That's one of the exciting things about being a missionary in Brazil for so many years. We now can travel in many areas of Brazil and come across folks that we have known and worked with through the years. Have my own son back as a missionary in Brazil has been a blessing. For Susan and I to have half of our family living in Brazil and not clear back in the United States has been a blessing. To see a son grow up who was a bit of a character growing up, just ask his uncle and, you know, some of the other family members. We often despaired. Susan thought she would probably warp his personality permanently by all the discipline he needed with growing up. But see God work and bring him back to Brazil as a missionary. Others, we just recently were with a young fellow named Marcelo, and he worked as my assistant pastor in one of our churches. God has led them to be missionaries to the Brazilian Indians for over 20 years, and we recently were able to be with them, and we're praying for them. Marcelo needs a bone marrow transplant. He is suffering from acute leukemia, and the prognosis is not real good. But he's very upbeat and just excited about what God has for him, even in spite of all that he's going through. Gildo, we saw Gildo and his wife. Just a number of these young people. It's been exciting to have a part in discipling them and seeing them move forward for the Lord. And so as through the years, God opens doors and closes doors, we need to be sensitive to that and working to serve him no matter where it is. I thank God for people who had input into my own life. And sometimes it's been exciting to run across people after many years and just sit down and visit about the way God has worked in my life and even use them in my life. And that kind of thing happens. It should be an encouragement to us. But the opportunity to disciple people, not just, we talk oftentimes about evangelism, we forget about the discipleship and the importance of working with people and seeing them grow and then go on to follow the Lord and serve the Lord in their own lives, and then opportunities later to come back together and share and go over good memories, some of the things we've struggled with, but confirming and discipling brethren in the things of God should be part of our lives as believers. Not just your pastor and your missionary, but each and every one of us should have and do have opportunities in these areas and should be taking those opportunities to serve the Lord. Well, as we come down into the latter part of the portion we read, in verses 6 and 8, I see a number of doors that close for Paul. Paul was a dynamic personality, and he was just always looking for new opportunities and new areas to serve. And as he finished confirming the believers in some of the churches where he had worked in that area called Asia Minor, it says he tried to do some new things. He attempted to go, and it mentions a number of places, but it's in verse 6, it says, "Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas." There's a number of places mentioned there that Paul passed by, tried to go to, and it just seemed like door after door closed. And, you know, what am I going to do? Some way or another, the Holy Spirit just didn't give him opportunity, peace, about going to some of those areas. And Paul went down to Troas and was there. And it doesn't even say he ministered in Troas. But while he was in Troas, he had a vision one night of someone over in Macedonia, another entire continent, saying, "Come help us." And God led in such a way that the Apostle Paul began ministering actually in Europe and began starting churches in a number of cities that we know of today because Paul later wrote letters and epistles to a number of those churches. But why did God close doors to Asia, to Bithynia, Mysia, and Troas? We don't know. But for some reason, those doors were just closed. And you know, God closes doors in our own lives in many, many ways. And it may have to do with finances, it may have to do with job, it may have to do with all kinds of things. But through our lives, the Holy Spirit works in such a way that there are times when doors do close. And we need to be sensitive to God's leading and willing to allow those doors to close. And look and wait on the Lord for opportunities. This last couple years, some doors closed for us. The doors closed for us to go back and work in Paranaíba, a city that we had worked in for about 4 years. But economically, the situation was just such that the numbers that we were reaching were dwindling. The doors to continue working with ABWE were closing. We felt led to make some drastic changes. And we weren't sure what was going to happen. We came back to the United States in November last year. And we were praying and looking at opportunities to serve God in some capacity in the United States. We went to an international ministry about 15 miles from where our daughter lives. And their outreach was to Chinese, Indonesian, and basically people from the Orient. They had nobody that they were ministering to from any Spanish-speaking or Portuguese-speaking countries that we would be more comfortable with and more easily plug into, that kind of a thing. And, you know, we went several times. We enjoyed it. But we felt like, you know, we were not, at least at that point, very effective. We started actually looking for a home in the United States. And that was another whole challenge for us. Susan and I were newlyweds when we went to the mission field. We have really never lived as a couple in this country. We've never owned a home. We've never had to do a lot of things like, you know, take care of our own social security, insurances, and all that kind of stuff. We started having to learn to do some of those kinds of things. And we just weren't sure. It just didn't seem that God was opening doors for us in this country. We were praying. We were waiting on the Lord. And just like the Apostle Paul, as we close this portion, the Apostle Paul, it says, just had a vision of someone in Macedonia saying, come over and help us. Susan and I were in Iowa this past winter, and I don't know if you paid a lot of attention to the news, but it was one of the worst ones in over 100 years. The snow was piling up, and I mean, the house we were staying in, one of the neighbors put a big sign on there, you know, 10-foot-high snowdrift that says, we need more global warming. And Susan and I think we were complaining to the Lord about how much we were disliking, you know, the cold weather for at least the past 10 years, we've avoided being in the U.S. during the wintertime. Without children at home and so on, we've just had shorter furloughs. We come home in March and leave in, you know, September, October. And so we haven't, and I don't like to drive on snow anymore, even though I grew up in Washington State. Anyway. We were just kind of complaining, I think, a little to the Lord about getting caught up on all this cold weather and one thing or another. And in February, in the midst of all these basically blizzards and cold weather and everything, we got a call from Brazil. One of the young fellows in a church down in South Brazil that we had just spent a couple months in called us and said, can you please come help us? There is a missionary couple in the church, and she was in the hospital trying to get her stabilized to be operated on for cancer. They had to remove a third of her stomach, they felt like they got the tumor, but they really needed help. She and her husband are both 69. They're older than we are. Anyway, that weekend, I think we got a call on Friday. By Sunday, we had had a couple more phone calls. And a week from that Monday, we had tickets and were on our way back to Brazil to help through this period of time. We spent a couple months in Brazil. And while we were there, the church asked us if we could come and really plug in and help in that church. And so, just like Paul got a vision for Macedonia to come over and help, he went and found a few believers meeting together. He began in Philippi and branched out to a number of, you know, Thessalonica, Berea, went on down to Athens, Corinth, in some of these places. But God called him to a new area that he hadn't even envisioned. When you look at what he was trying to do, none of that area was in the plans for the Apostle Paul. But God opened the door. Brazil's a huge country. And we worked for 27 years in the very northeast point of Brazil. Then we moved way over by Paraguay and Bolivia, a distinctly different part of Brazil. A more cowboy with big ranches, lots of soybeans and corn, so it rivals Iowa in those areas. And now, God is leading us back to Brazil, but to a very distinctly different area. Very European, very Germanic. The ones that were in Sunday school, we showed some things about that area. The city of Blumenau, down in South Brazil, very industrial. A lot of people from European descent, a lot different from the areas we've been in. God is leading us to go back and help a little church develop, grow, and reach out in that area, another area of Brazil, as the Lord would give us strength and health in the years ahead. And so this morning, I just want to use our own lives as an example to each one of you to be willing to allow God to close doors and lead in new areas, in new possibilities for your life, to not only evangelize the lost as you live wherever you are, but to also be able to continue to have an input in the hearts and lives of people who need to grow in their faith and be an encouragement, but to be willing to follow the Lord and live for Him today, tomorrow, to here, and wherever God might lead you, on vacation or even permanently, that you would be willing to allow God to close doors and open doors in your life. And God does have those for each one of us throughout our lives. And we need to be willing to obey and follow Him wherever He would have us to go.